It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we learn about an inspiring program that encourages people living with Parkinson's disease to explore dance.
First, University of Wisconsin System President Ray Cross said this week he's submitting what he calls a modest budget request to Governor Scott Walker as he prepares for the 2017 to 2019 budget cycle. Cross is asking for $42.5 million in general revenue funds for new UW system initiatives.
In addition, Cross is asking for the tuition freeze that lawmakers placed on the UW in 2013 to be lifted. But Governor Walker says he'd actually like to see it extended. Laurel White joins us now to talk more about the latest UW funding debate. She's WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Judith.
So UW System President Ray Cross says this is a modest budget request. Can you put that number of $42.5 million into context for us?
Sure. So the $42.5 million is actually less than half of what the UW system asked for last time around. So they submit their budget request every, on the even-numbered years. So their last request came in 2014, and they asked for $95 million in new funding last time. So as I mentioned before, this is about half of that.
And what did the UW system actually end up with in the last budget cycle?
Well, they actually ended up with a $250 million cut after they asked for $95 million in new spending. So they certainly didn't get what they asked for.
Has anyone from UW said exactly what those new initiatives that they're referring to would be that this funding would go towards?
They haven't been incredibly specific as far as how the funding would be divvied up between the universities or specific programs, but they have said that the funding would pay for increased advising services and programs that would help students graduate on time. They say that that $250 million cut has already had an impact on some students and caused them to graduate behind schedule.
And has Ray Cross said anything else specifically about why this particular amount is necessary in this biennial budget?
He just said that this is the amount that they need to maintain the quality at the UW system and to do things like ensure students graduate on time, provide adequate advising services. I spoke with him yesterday, and he reiterated several times that he thinks the request is very modest and very reasonable.
So after that $250 million cut to the UW system in the last budget cycle that you just mentioned, and that was in the face of the system asking for almost $100 million in additional revenues, do you get a sense that state legislators are maybe now more open to looking at additional funding for the UW system?
Well, we've gotten a little bit of feedback over the past 24 hours from legislators. One of the legislators to issue a public comment is Representative John Nygren, who is a co-chair on the Joint Finance Committee, which is a very powerful committee that determines the state budget. And he said that in his statement, he looks forward to working with his colleagues in the UW to preserve the quality and value of Wisconsin's public institutions. He also pointed out that legislators added $50 million back in from the governor's proposed cuts to the UW system last time around. You may remember that the governor proposed a $300 million cut. So perhaps some people could gain some hope from looking at Nygren's remarks, pointing out that restorative funding and his looking forward to collaborative work.
We're talking with Laurel White. She is WPR's state capitol reporter, and we're talking about the request that UW System President Ray Cross has made for additional funding from the Wisconsin legislature. And Ray Cross also requested that UW's tuition freeze be lifted. That was put in place by lawmakers in 2013. First of all, can you talk more about that? What does a tuition freeze really mean for the UW?
So the tuition freeze, which you mentioned has been in place since 2013, puts some limitations, obviously, on where funding can come from for the UW system. I asked President Cross if he was opposed to the tuition freeze, and he said that it's not entirely accurate to say that he's completely opposed to it. He said that he could support the tuition freeze if they did get funding in other areas. In other words, if they fulfilled this budget request of $42.5 million, because they would be able to provide services to students with money not coming from new tuition dollars.
And is that tuition freeze on both in-state and out-of-state tuition?
It is just in-state tuition.
So there is still the option of raising out-of-state tuition if that was really needed.
Absolutely.
So Governor Walker has made it clear in the past that he would like to continue the tuition freeze at least through possibly 2019. Has he weighed in on this particular request?
Yes. So the governor did submit a letter late last month saying that he does support continuing the tuition freeze for another 2 years. We got a little bit more information today from the governor's office. A spokesman said that the governor is willing to consider new funding for the UW, so that $42.5 million, if it's tied to performance measures. And this is something that the governor has talked about before. We don't have a lot of specifics about what those performance measures might be, what the metrics might be that universities would have to meet. But the spokesman did confirm today that the governor is open to that for new funding for the UW system.
And as we wrap up here, Laurel, the full budget request will be released next week before the UW Board of Regents considers it during their meeting on August 18th and 19th in Madison. What will you be looking for when the whole proposal comes out?
Well, as you mentioned, the entire Board of Regents has to approve that request, so it can't really move forward until they do that, and they could, of course, introduce changes, so we have to keep close tabs on this as it moves forward.
Well, Laurel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Judith.
That was Laurel White. She's WPR's State Capitol reporter. She joined us to talk about the latest funding request from UW System President Ray Cross and the potential response from the legislature and from Governor Walker.